Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike DeFabo covers the Steelers for The Athletic. As today is Aaron Rodgers Day. Really, it's been like 7 months of Aaron Rodgers Day around there. But at least for the NFL purposes, he's officially a Steeler. Let's talk to Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. You're absolutely right. Every day has been Aaron Rodgers Day, and it's going to continue to be Aaron Rodgers Day this entire season, because I'm sure, like, when you sign Aaron Rodgers, you're kind of signing up for the circus.
Well, so it's interesting, because, like, here with Shador, for instance, and I know Shador and Aaron, there's a wide gap there, obviously, but, like, you have something every day, something always is going on, there's always some sort of conversation, and it feels like the same thing is around Aaron, and like, from a content perspective, you can't be annoyed, but from a personal standpoint, are you already annoyed?
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it, because it's funny, like, we get these metrics and these emails, and I was just talking to my wife, and I'm like at the top of every single week, just if you put Aaron Rodgers in a headline. But I'm sure that it's going to be a headache, and like, already people here in Pittsburgh are like, dude, just like, stop writing about him. We're sick of every story, every day, every hour of sports talk radio being Aaron Rodgers. And one interesting thing about all this that I don't think Aaron Rodgers really understood was the way that he dragged things out, and I know he had his personal reasons, it really turned a lot of fans who wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. It turned them off. And, like, I can't explain to you what it means, like, what it does to the psyche of a fan base to go through an entire offseason and see every other team figure out their quarterback situation, or at least try to, and still be sitting there not knowing what you're going to do. And so the Pitt football coach, Pat Narduzzi, he calls this Boo City, because this is a city that's, like, pretty hard on its teams, has pretty high expectations. So, like, if things go well for Aaron Rodgers, yeah, they're going to get behind him, absolutely. They'll be optimistic. But if they don't, you know, I could see this fan base turning on him pretty quickly. So, you know, he's going to come out of the gate strong, or a pretty considerable number of the fans, I think, are going to be against him even more than some of them are.
Mike, I just wanted to, just for 1 second, we got a little bit of breaking news. I'll have you comment on it afterwards. It doesn't relate to the Steelers. It semi does, but I need to let our listeners know. Nick Chubb is now past his physical, and he did sign with Houston, Daryl. The deal is going to be 1 year, $2.5 million. It can be worth up to $5 million. So some of the incentives we talked about earlier are obviously going to come into play here. About $5 million in total for Nick Chubb. Mike, I mean, listen, and we'll react to this obviously when we're done with Mike. 6:20 or so, but like, it is interesting that not only was it $2.5 million, but clearly the Texans here are saying, Mike, that if Nick Chubb performs, if he plays, then he's going to make a lot more money than what the Browns were willing to do.
Well, we remember what Nick Chubb can do. I mean, there were plenty of games that he just ran all over the Steelers. And Mike Tomlin has this term, like, he calls him Mr. Chubb, mm-hmm, as a term of endearment. And he does that with, like, Lamar Jackson. He calls him Mr. Jackson. So the fact that he got the Mr. treatment shows you that Mike Tomlin had great respect for him. And, you know, it was really unfortunate, I thought, to see Minkah Fitzpatrick hit him low like he did, and for Nick Chubb to have that injury. And you give him some credit for really battling back from what was definitely a gruesome and long rehab process.
The Steelers are no stranger to drama. I'm guessing that Mike Tomlin does not or has not called Aaron Rodgers Mr. Rodgers just yet. But I mean, with him, he's the drama king of the NFL. It's just on a different level, right? From your perspective, is the juice worth the squeeze for the Steelers here, bringing him in?
Well, one thing I'll say about Mike Tomlin is that he does a really good job of managing these types of players. Like last year when they acquired Russell Wilson, there was a lot of the same talk because for different reasons. You know, people jokingly talked about like his toxic positivity because he made everything positive and he's a little bit corny, to be honest. And Mike Tomlin managed that about as well as he could. So, you know, already I think that Mike Tomlin has shown that he's going to work with Aaron Rodgers. The fact that he allowed him to go through this process the way that he did, I think is reflective of how Mike Tomlin often treats players. But if you're asking if Aaron Rodgers is going to be worth it, my answer is no. I really have a hard time being optimistic about the signing for the Steelers. I mean, like you look at the way that he performed last year with the Jets, and it was a 5-win team. And like the Steelers want to convince themselves that Aaron Rodgers might not be in his prime, but they don't need him to be because they have this defense with Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick that for the fourth consecutive year is going to be the highest paid defense. Well, last year they told themselves the same thing. Hey, Russell Wilson's not what he once was, but we don't need him to be because we've got this good defense and this running game. Didn't work then. They didn't win a playoff game. Years ago, when they first put together this defense, when they traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick in 2019, and really, like, it looked like they completed the defense. They nearly got Duck Hodges to the playoffs. Everyone was saying, man, like, we don't need Ben Roethlisberger to be all-time Pro Bowl caliber Big Ben. We just need him to be a step above Duck Hodges. And again, when Ben Roethlisberger came back those last 2 years, the defense couldn't prop him up and help him win a playoff game. So for me, it's a lot of, like, I feel like I'm watching the same movie for the third time. That once again, the Steelers are going to have to watch a quarterback that's clearly a diminished version of himself. And ultimately, I think it's going to end in a familiar way, which is another season that's right around 500. And, you know, again, I think that the Steelers are going to struggle to win a playoff game, if at all. And that would extend Mike Tomlin's postseason losing drought to 9 years, which is just remarkable.
I go back to the Hard Knocks Jets training camp, where all you saw was Robert Saleh just basically bending the knee and kissing Rodgers' backside, just so appreciative that Rodgers was just in the room with them. And who could have saw that ending in the disaster that it did? How do you think Tomlin's going to approach this in dealing with Rodgers, holding him just as accountable as other guys on the team? Because Tomlin does not strike me as a guy who throws players up on pedestals.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the wide receivers are a great example of the way that Mike Tomlin, his coaching style can be like, you either can praise it or you can poke holes in it. And there's different sides here in Pittsburgh because, like, Antonio Brown, some people would argue that Mike Tomlin did the most to keep him on the rails and get the absolute most out of a guy that was, you know, as we've seen, pretty unhinged. Other people would say he enabled that kind of behavior. Similarly with Deontay Johnson, similarly with George Pickens. And it's interesting because it's like Mike Tomlin has a classic phrase. He says, I don't treat everybody equally, but I treat everybody fairly. And so I think that's going to be the way that he approaches this with Aaron Rodgers. He's going to say, you're the superstar. You get the superstar treatment. And I'm going to allow you to get away with more than what I would. But again, like, that's not going to stop him from going on the Pat McAfee show and throwing players under the bus and causing all kinds of headlines and internal friction. So this is going to be a roller coaster season for the Steelers, but this is what they signed up for.
Mike DeFabo, The Athletic, joining us here, covers the Steelers for The Athletic. The report today from Schefter was that Rodgers was the Steelers' third option. If that is true, and I don't know why we would doubt it, but if it is true, do you feel like Rodgers would be miffed by that sort of thing, especially considering that Rodgers, as far as we know, I mean, the Steelers weren't his first choice either?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, they're together, and they're in this relationship, and so maybe they can just move on, but those were the same things that I was hearing. You know, I had a report from owners meetings where I went through the steps that they took. And at first they were trying to sign an agreement with Matt Stafford. They inquired about him. And then the second option was they really had their sights set on Justin Fields. And if Justin Fields had agreed to terms, then we wouldn't be in this situation right now. And they wouldn't have gone down this path. And then I had even heard Sam Darnold was somebody that they had at least talked about as a serious candidate before ultimately settling on Aaron Rodgers. I think it's interesting because it shows you that he was the Steelers' third or fourth option, right? Also, you look and around the league, Matt LaFleur decided that Aaron Rodgers wasn't the quarterback that he wanted. Kevin O'Connell with the Vikings decided Aaron Rodgers wasn't the quarterback that he wanted. Aaron Glenn with the Jets decided Aaron Rodgers wasn't the quarterback that he wanted. And so if so many other people are saying, we'll go a different direction than Aaron Rodgers, why have the Steelers decided that this is their best option? And yes, I agree. You know, Steelers fans are saying, well, he's better than Mason Rudolph. Yes, he is better than Mason Rudolph. That's not a very hard bar to clear. but is he the quarterback that boosts your ceiling and finally gets you to win a playoff game? I'm just not so sure about that.
Kenny Pickett's here in Cleveland. Obviously, they made the trade over the early spring there with Philadelphia to get him from the Eagles. He is in this four-man quarterback competition, which I'm sure everybody in Pittsburgh is just captivated by. I know that it has taken the nation by storm. What can we expect from Kenny Pickett? And I guess what's the area in his game that he's got to improve if he's going to be a successful starter in the NFL?
Well, I'll answer the second part of your question first because it's the easiest one to identify, and that's just his pocket presence. One of the biggest issues with him is when he faced pressure with the Steelers, you'd see him bail out of the pocket, spin out, and turn his back to the playing field, basically, to the receivers, and then ultimately that would end in a lot of sacks. So what he needs to do is learn to step up into the pocket when he's getting that rush or make those subtle, small adjustments that guys like Tom Brady, who are the all-timers, are so good at that they just take a little step and that creates enough space for them to make the throw and get it into a window. In terms of what you're getting, though, when he was drafted, a lot of the talk was like, this guy doesn't have any elite trait necessarily. He's kind of like a B-plus across the board. You know, a good, not great arm, good touch, not great, pretty good mobility. That's one of his better attributes. But what they were talking about is like he has a high floor and Mike Tomlin would always praise him for being a winner in his intangibles. And there were numerous instances where he led the Steelers back late in games with a game-winning drive. And so if you're a Browns fan looking for optimism, I think the best place to find it is in the fact that the Steelers' offense was an absolute mess when Kenny Pickett was the quarterback for the 2 years. I mean, first of all, Mike Tomlin had Kenny Pickett third on the depth chart through training camp, the entirety of training camp. Then in week three, at halftime, completely out of nowhere, after not working with the ones at all, threw him into the fire to replace Mitch Trubisky, which was a completely bizarre way to handle what you hope would be your franchise quarterback. So then he gets Matt Canada as his play caller. Matt Canada ends up being basically booed out of town because they kept chanting "Fire Canada" so much that the Steelers, for the first time in decades, fired a coordinator in season. And then he's working with George Pickens, who had to be traded because he couldn't keep his head on straight. He was working with Deontay Johnson, who we saw the mess that he made multiple places last season. And like Najee Harris, who didn't get his fifth-year option or get extended. And not to mention a poor offensive line that the Steelers have pumped so many resources into. So like the Steelers right now have a new offensive coordinator, new quarterback, new wide receiver one, two new tackles since Kenny Pickett was there, all this because the offense was a mess. And so your hope, if you're the Browns, would be that he's in a more stable situation with better support around him. I think that that's what it's going to take. And the other thing is there are quarterbacks who have been successful in their second acts, Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield, et cetera. So, you know, maybe Kenny can be that kind of guy if he can put it all together.
Mike DeFabo, check him out at The Athletic. Great insight as always. We'll catch up with you down the road and appreciate you giving us a few minutes.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, good stuff right there. Mike DeFabo, of course, at The Athletic on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We come on back. Big news of the hour. We have the contract terms for one Nicholas Jamal Chubb. It's going to be a one-year deal, $2.5 million, up to $5 million in total. We'll get your phone calls, react to it. And also, is there added pressure on Judkins with Chubb gone now? That and more. It's Daryl Ryder, Jonathan Peterlin, an Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.